Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But, you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com because your sex life will improve just by going there. It's weird. Strangest things happen.
And your penis grows.
Your penis grows. You have better sex. We've got hundreds of shows you can listen to and blogs and interesting things going on. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Happy Friday. This is our free Friday show, and we are excited to be on Extreme Talk XM165.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to the show right now, tweet us, Sex with Emily or White Menace.
Tweet now.
Tweet
Do
us
it.
Now.
I know
Let
you're
us
on
know.
Twitter.
I know you're on Twitter. Who isn't on Twitter?
If you're on Facebook, too. Everybody's
Facebook
on Facebook. Facebook.com/Sex with Emily.
Exactly. That's what we are. So
we would extremely like it.
We would love it. We would love to hear from you. We want to know everything that's going on. And what are you doing? Are you going to get laid? I mean, here's the deal. Today's show topic, we've got a lot of topics in today's show, but one of them... Our main topic is about safe sex, making safe sex sexy. What do we need to do about safe sex? And you're probably like, blah. But you know what? STDs are on the rise. People are not being protective. They're not using safe sex measures. And we're just going to tell you how to do it, why to do it, which condoms you should use. We're going to review the best condoms. We're going to talk about some sex toys. We're going to talk about men losing their erections and why that happens. It doesn't have to do with drinking too much alcohol.
I know, but definitely not with me.
Not with Menace.
It increases the erection.
I know, so we'll talk about that. And today's show
And the texting.
Exactly.
Late at night.
The texting. Oh, my God. I have friends who are like, will you take my phone late at night? Because the late night texting.
That's why, remember a while back, people that might be listening on XM have not heard this, but I bought a pager, like from from the 90s.
Okay.
And
how's that going?
It's going good. And I think I might start just taking that out at night. The pager. So if somebody really has to get a hold of me, they'll just page me.
You would never leave your phone, honey. You text and tweet like all day. I will make you a bet right now that you can't leave your phone home on a Friday night.
I could totally do it.
Can't do it.
I could totally do it.
Then you're going to get a pager and then you're going to go find a cell phone to call someone back or a payphone.
If it's emergency.
Like we used to do back in the day with the payphone.
Yeah, if it's
you're
major.
Like, is there enough a quarter? And then you like call someone.
If it's major, hit me on my pager.
I used to. If it's. Did you just make that up?
No.
I always think you make up these funny things.
No.
But obviously, I should know better. I should know better.
If it's major.
I used Pound Town this morning.
You did? Where?
I said, I was talking to my guy that I've been dating, and I said something like, I'm like, yeah, and then we can go to Pound Town. And he just looked at me like he's like, what are you talking about? Like, you really, like, well, that's Menace. Menace says Pound Town. I thought it'd be
Pound
funny.
Town.
Pound Town.
Everybody, you know, it's meaning having sex.
It means having sex.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to, but hopefully you won't pound too hard.
We're going to go to Pound Town, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to go to Pound Town, but we don't want women. As a woman, I don't want you pounding too hard. Can we call it something else like
major, gentle? Major poundage?
No, like something like gentle caress town.
Gentle caress town.
I don't know. It's better than Pound Town.
That sounds ridiculous.
I'm going to come up with something better than that. I didn't have enough time to think about it.
I do not like.
You do not like. Okay. Yeah. Today's show is brought to you by Adam and Eve, and you can get 50% off most items, and you can pick up 3 adult DVDs. You get to pick out which porn you want or sex advice tapes or whatever. They've got so much going on at adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout and buy yourself something special. I have so many sex toys right now that I don't quite know what to do. Like, I don't have enough time to masturbate. And I have reams of boxes, like, literally in my house that keep getting sent to me. And I've got to, like, block out of my schedule time just to masturbate to use them all. And I don't know what to do about that. Like, I've been very busy lately. And I'm dying to try them. I'm dying. Like, I'm obsessed with the Mimi brand right now. I mean, the Jeju, J-E-J-O-U, all their...
What about the rock block? The rock box?
Okay, so I went to a sex toy show a few months ago, and the strongest sex toy out there, the most powerful sex toy, is called a rock box. They gave me one. It's like a $200 vibrator. It's stronger than the Hitachi Magic Wand, and it's sitting on my shelf, and I haven't used it yet. I'm kind of afraid of it. It looks like a power tool.
You're going to blow out your vagina.
My vagina might go flying across the room. I don't know what's going to happen, so I have not used the rock box yet. I have, like I said, used the Jeju Mimi. Mm-hmm. I also use the Jimmy Jane Form 2, right? Is it the 2 that we like? The Form 2. Mm-hmm. The two.
Yeah.
It looks like it's like the rabbit ears, but just the rabbits of just the ears part. So it's right in your clitoris. It's awesome. But I have a lot more. So I'm going to be reporting back to everyone on what sex toys they should buy.
I have been working on the dump truck. This is my sex toy. And
it's a very provocative name.
Yeah, the dump truck. And, you know, the scientists in Japan that I've been working with have, you know, they're trying to make a solar power too, very green. And it has enough power to actually power trucks.
Right.
So that's why they call it the dump truck. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much horsepower actually
has in it.
Does
everyone know that Menace is full of crap right now? You making a sex toy would be hilarious. I'm actually going to make a sex toy. That is not so funny, but.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but
good.
I'm
I need it out because you're going to be on television.
I'm going to be oh, have we mentioned that I'm going to be on television?
No.
If you've been watching Bravo TV, you may have seen promos for my new television show called Misadvised. It's a reality show. It's premiering June 18th, 10 o'clock Pacific and Eastern. And it's all about three single dating experts. Do we practice what we preach?
Yes. And you did an interview for the first time
the other
day. I did
an interview yesterday. And it's actually already been printed, the interviews, in like the New York Daily Post.
Really?
And some other something.
I didn't like your soundbite.
Why? You saw it?
Yeah. You're like... Oh, we're not scandalous. Yes, you're scandalous.
I shouldn't have said that.
No. People want scandal. And you know what? It is pretty scandalous. You're making out with a bunch of guys on there.
It
like
is scandalous.
Crazy.
You're right. See, I had a bad quote.
I'm new
at it. You got to help me. Tell me what to say.
I'll tell you. I know what to say. I know what they want. I interview people all the time. I don't want to hear about how we all get along and hold hands. No one wants to hear that. People want to hear what's the drama, what's going down, who's banging, who's having sex. And that's in the show. It's in the
exactly.
show.
Exactly. It's all in the show. There's a lot of banging. Well, there's not.
Yeah,
well,
so
you'll have to watch it.
Don't downplay it. Like, say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I made out with a bunch of guys.
I was just saying that there's not a lot of cat fighting, like most of their shows, Real Housewives, they all interact and they all fight.
The
and
most
I'm saying
popular
we're
shows,
not fighting.
We're not like that. That's what
are you
that's
giving
what people
me a
are reading.
Media tutorial right now?
Yeah, I am, actually.
On the air?
Yeah. Because, dude, you have some pretty... Dude, you make out with some guys that I would even want to be 10 feet near.
I know,
you know?
I did. I had to make out with some guys that were not attractive.
So that
but it was
is
all
pretty,
in the sake
like,
of research.
That's
and
pretty
I got
scandalous.
Proposed three threesomes during shooting. Three people wanted to have threesomes.
Wow.
And I guess for my ego, that feels good.
Yeah.
Better than no one wants to have sex with me. Now, like, six people wanted to have sex with me. But I said, well, you'll have to watch to see what happens.
Right.
But it's very exciting. Menace is on it, too. He's very funny.
In further interviews, bring that kind of stuff up. I'm just saying.
Okay.
People
well, we're
going
to have more interviews.
Good. I know you will. I mean, the show airs June 18th, 10 p.m. on Bravo. And after that, I don't know. You're gonna be a huge.
I might not even.
You're
be
gonna
able
be
to...
a huge diva. I'm not gonna be able to even.
I'll
deal
be like,
with
and
you.
Who you are? You are. You
I'm
must
gonna have
be.
To be. There's a radio show in Chicago. I won't say their names. Where they don't get along, so they're actually in separate rooms.
I've
on
heard
microphones.
About that.
Yeah, and they're.
How do they do that? Could you imagine if we?
You have to fake. You have to fake being nice to each other.
Well,
oh,
you
hey.
And I don't fake it. We love each other.
Yeah,
and we hang out all the time.
We give each other crap.
Yeah, we do.
You know?
But we love
but
each other.
I don't take any of it personally. I don't care.
I don't
you,
take it personally
maybe.
Anymore.
Maybe you,
no. Just sometimes.
Maybe you
sometimes
cry
I do.
About
I can't
it
help
bit.
It. I don't cry. Oh my god. So what else? So it's my birthday this weekend.
Oh my god.
Yeah, tomorrow's my birthday. I'm having some people in Dolores Park, which is this hippie park in San Francisco. A lot of hipsters go. Not a hippie, but hipsters. And just a little picnic.
What are you expecting from the guy that you're dating?
That's a
for your birthday.
I'm so glad you asked that question.
That's
so
why I'm here.
I've been dating this guy for a little while, and he is being a total doll. He's like, I want to arrange.
Oh my god!
What
you call them a doll right now?
He's being so. I'm not used to guys being so. Not that I date assholes.
Oh yeah, you.
But
do.
Here's the thing. He's taking me to dinner tonight. He made a reservation
at one of your
somewhere.
Ex-boyfriend's places.
Nope.
All right.
Nope. We're not going to do that. That didn't go over well. But he made a reservation. He planned my. Like, just very last minute, but, like, to getting a bunch of my friends together in Dolores Park, which is mellow, like, picnic, bring your dogs, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know what if he's getting me a present or anything.
Oh, a present.
Women
love presents, everybody.
But he's being very like, I want to do this for your birthday. I want to do this for your birthday. And I haven't had a guy, because I'm not a huge birthday person. I don't like to make
He's
going to
be really disappointed when it comes to his birthday.
Well, he already had his birthday. And they didn't do anything. It was okay. His ex-girlfriend did a dinner for him. And she cooked.
Wow.
Well, I'm not going to cook. I've never cooked anything in my life.
Why try?
But I don't have expectations. I just think he's already been very, very sweet about everything. So I'm excited. It'll be fun. And then what else am I going to do? I'm going to work a little, whatever, go out with friends. And you have your big concert.
Yeah, I have a giant concert.
Who's the headliner?
Weekend.
Who's like the big people?
We have Jane's Addiction, Silver Spoon Pickups, Garbage for the first time.
I like
They're coming
Silver
back.
Spoon Pickups, whatever.
Silver Spoon Pickups.
Yeah, whatever.
And the Naked and Famous Fun Group Love. It's like over 40 people
oh,
that
wow.
are going to be performing.
Fun.
It's going to be really, really fun. I wish you were going to be there.
I wish I was going to be there too, but it's my birthday. Can't do it.
I know.
But hopefully I'll have sex my birthday and try out some sex toys. Because I told them that like I have them all charging. Mm-hmm. I felt bad though because my landlord was coming by with an appraiser yesterday to look at my apartment. And I had like seriously every outlet taken by a sex toy being charged. So I had to like quickly put them all away. But hopefully we'll test them out and I'll report back on Monday.
Good.
Well, I've got a little bit of sex in the news for ya.
And the news is?
The news is very exciting. Dr. Ruth.
Yeah.
She's in the news.
She's a thousand years
launches,
old now?
Yeah, she's 1,000 years old. She is a sex therapist, as we all know, launches wine to arouse. She launched a wine.
Dude, everyone's getting into alcohol. They know that's where
Everyone.
The money's at.
She says she launched a line of low alcohol wines to help relax and arouse couples. Her idea is that just the right amount of alcohol will awaken your senses and arouse you, the 83-year-old Holocaust survivor told the New York Post. I'm always saying couples should drink to relax, but not too much. If the woman drinks too much, she falls asleep. And if the man drinks too much, he can't perform. It's the same problem for gay couples. So with wine, she's saying relax, but don't drink too much. If sex follows, it doesn't matter. It's about finding and communicating with a significant other. And you'll appreciate this. The price is only $7.99 to $9.99 a bottle.
Wow.
It's not your two-buck chalk.
Look at you, Dr. Ruth.
I know. Look at her. She's
making
like, I made
wine
it three,
for the
making
peoples.
Wine. Because she thinks it'll happen. And it is true that a glass does help relax you, but you shouldn't get wasted.
She's probably going to put it in Costco and make a ton of money.
Yeah, I hope she does. I hope she does.
Dude, you know how much money Costco makes a year off
alcohol?
It's over 500 million.
Wow.
But they make over 750 million just off toilet paper.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's insane. I have friends who are big drinkers, like most of my friends, and they go to Costco like, you know, once a month and stock up for the
month.
Dude,
you can get amazing deals, like giant bottles of like Grey Goose and stuff like that for $40.
I know. We
you
need
know
to
how
go
much
there.
That would cost you in a club? Like $700.
Yeah. Crazy.
Ridiculous.
Love Costco, but I hate Costco. I don't like going there.
Why?
It just makes me tense. Those huge carts and all the people and cement. Big cement.
I love
box.
It. Samples everywhere.
Yeah, I don't like
shrimp,
it.
Shrimp, fish.
It makes me
stuffed
tense.
With delicious
I don't need
stuff.
100 rolls of toilet paper. My apartment is too small to put them in. So I don't need that much stuff.
I actually bought 30 rolls of toilet paper last time I was there.
Are they all
CG.
Over your apartment?
No, I put them in a little cabinet. My apartment is half the size of your apartment.
And you fit 30 rolls.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I think your
I have too many clothes.
I think your living room of your apartment could be just a little bit smaller the size of my apartment. My
really?
Apartment is that small.
Wow.
But I live, you know, in a really nice area.
Yeah. You use a little Golden Gate Bridge.
I gotta pay a ton of money for a box, but I don't need that much.
That's how we live. I don't need that much too, although I do want a walk-in closet.
I had a 3-bedroom townhouse to myself, and it was a waste.
Right. Oh, when you lived out in the out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I started just having a bunch of people move in, but then I was just like,
I'm
this
proud of
sucks
you.
Too.
I'm proud of you for moving to the real city.
Yeah, to the downtown.
To the
I lived downtown before, though. I lived right on the water in Embarcadero.
Oh, didn't
for
know,
a long
didn't
time in
that.
A $1.4 million, not to brag, $1.4 million condo.
How'd you do that?
You probably would have loved it.
How'd you do that?
Because one of my bosses owned it.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds
it was
really
amazing.
Cool. Okay. Next news story. People are more open-minded about open relationships.
Really?
A new study said. Americans' attitudes about sex and what makes up cheating and betrayal have certainly changed from the days when TV programs were forbidden to show married couples sleeping in the same bed. Do you remember that? When they couldn't show like couples like I Love Lucy Did you ever watch those reruns?
They were forbidden.
They couldn't show the couples in the same bed. There was always two beds, like the old sitcoms and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I just thought that's how it was back in the day. I didn't think that was because of television.
No. That was television. The couple slept in the same bed. Okay, so 97% of respondents felt that watching pornography online does not constitute cheating, which is good to hear because it doesn't constitute cheating because there's nothing wrong with your guy watching porn. There's nothing wrong with guys watching porn. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that he wishes that you had blonde hair and bigger boobs. I mean, maybe he does. But it doesn't mean any of that stuff. But porn is totally natural habit. For that matter, just under 5% think someone using a blow-up doll for sex when they're involved with another person is being unfaithful. So that says that go ahead and bang away. Go to Pound Town with your blow-up doll. No one thinks that's cheating. Meanwhile, though, 1 in 7 say it's okay if their best friend was sleeping with a married man or woman. Although 6 in 10 would not tell their partner about having sex with a hotel bartender.
Oh, my God.
31%. This is crazy. Crazy. 31% believe that cheating on a significant other is okay sometimes.
Really?
31%. Yep. And as for the subject of monogamy, 2/3 of the respondents believe people were not born to be with just one person. Close to 8 in 10 would be open to a threesome. We know that. Number one fantasy threesomes. I got proposed.
Of course.
I on my reality show, get offered 3 threesomes. I don't know how that happened. It was very funny. Okay, so that's study, and people are being more open, and 31% believe that cheating is okay sometimes. So what is this saying about our culture? Are people just, is monogamy dying?
Oh, you're hoping it does.
I don't hope it dies. I just hope that people open their eyes.
It's dead, everybody. You're just trying to start a rumor out there.
I hope that people open their eyes to other ways of having relationships, that you can date someone and sleep with them, but you don't have to automatically become monogamous if you're not ready or you still want to sleep around. Just have safe sex, which we're going to talk about a little bit today.
Here's something that I read from one of my favorite Twitter handles. It's What the F Facts.
Okay.
If a married man is having sex with a woman other than his wife, his chances of dying during intercourse increase 4 times.
Wow, because he's nervous too.
Yeah.
Anxiety. Anxiety is the biggest killer of sex, but it's going to kill you too because you're so stressed that you're going to get caught.
I know.
So don't cheat. If you want to cheat, break up with your partner. Tell him that you want to be with someone else.
This is what I still I wish was still around. Also, I was reading off the same Twitter. It was in ancient Rome. The punishment for rape would be if the offender's testicles would be smashed with giant stones.
Oh my God!
Fuck yeah,
ouch,
man! Good.
Cheaters?
No, rapists.
Oh, rapists. Sorry.
Good.
I was thinking about cheating still.
I fully endorse that. I wish it was still around. Let's
rapists,
do it right now.
No, lock them up.
Crush. Locked them up.
Cause, that would
dude,
kill.
If I raped somebody and my nuts were going to get crushed by giant rocks, believe me, I would think twice about
That's
it.
That's true.
Okay?
The percentage of rape would probably go down.
It would go down.
We would
hugely.
Never implement that in this America.
I know, because we're a bunch of pussies. That's why.
I know. Okay. Only 10% of us have an extremely satisfying sex life, says a survey.
What?
It's probably a bunch of women, but only 10% of people interviewed for this study, it was in Canada and parts of the U.S., I think, only 10% like their sex life.
Get it out. Only 10% like their sex life? What?
Yeah, they found that 31% of women surveyed in Canada were enjoying orgasms during sex compared with 84% of men, which is pretty...
Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're in Canada. No. Nothing against Canada.
It's a little boring.
Great country, Canada. Beautiful scenery, but yeah, maybe just a little bit boring.
I always thought the people from Canada were interesting, but I mean, a little boring.
Really?
No.
A little boring. But, you know, they make the drinking age, I think 18.
I used to go to Canada to drink when I was growing up because I lived on the border in Michigan.
And that's probably just to maybe liven things up a little bit over there.
Yeah, because they're all kind of boring. Well, it's true, but the thing about this study is that 31% of women surveyed are enjoying orgasms. That makes sense because as I tell you, as I've told you, and as you must remember, only 30% of women can actually have orgasms during intercourse. So it makes sense that 31% say they have orgasms, are satisfied, because 70% of women cannot and will not have an orgasm with your penis inside the vagina unless they have clitoral stimulation or other stimulation, or unless you go down first or do other things. 70% of women. So you better just get your clitoral stimulation on, everyone. Canadian women make do with mediocre sex lives. That's the disheartening conclusion of the new survey. It quizzed 29,000 people in 36 countries. So it says that, what else it says is 66% claimed satisfaction in the bedroom, though. 78% insisted their lovers were capable of delivering pleasure, and 65% said a good sex life made them a better wife, husband, partner, whatever. 20% of Canadians hoped for sexual experiences with more than one person simultaneously. Threesomes. Everyone wants a goddamn threesome. That's the number one fantasy.
Yes.
But ultimately, only 10% of adults around the friggin' world, were extremely satisfied with the quality of the nookie in their lives.
Only here 10%. We go. Just promote sex toys and promote not sex toys, saying try
promote
harder.
Promote pornography. Or, promote, like, dressing
or,
up.
You know.
Making it special.
Learn
date
more
night.
About your partner. Just get a device and fix it.
The devices help. I mean, I told you we saw that movie Hysteria, which I think is in theaters now. I saw a sneak preview last week about the invention of the first vibrator, and it's pretty amazing, you know, what the vibrator does. And it saves – I don't see why any guy would be threatened by it, because it makes your life so much easier. It cuts down the time. Women can have orgasms in like 5 minutes as opposed to like 25 minutes. Saves everyone. Think of all the stuff you could be doing with all that extra time.
I know. Sleeping. Exactly. My favorite. And eating Taco Bell. Taco Bell emailed me the other day. I almost had an orgasm.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
What? Finally, about
they're
the
just telling me no. They're just letting me know about some other thing.
They're now you're on their mailing list.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Menace is trying to bring back the four double decker triple alarm taco. Is that right?
No, it's a four alarm double decker taco.
Close. Whatevs.
Discontinued in 1997.
Okay.
I want to bring it back.
If you put all this energy into, like, world peace or something, getting the taco back, it would be a much better country.
All I care about is peace in my neighborhood. I don't care about peace around the world.
You don't?
Huh?
You don't?
Why do I care?
I mean, wouldn't you like world peace? Okay, peace in your neighborhood. Okay. What have you done for your neighborhood lately?
You go not being an a-hole and dump trash in the street?
That's true.
Let me tell you something about peace around the world. Great. I don't want other countries fighting with each other. That's not good. But I don't want my country's resources paying to fix other people's problems.
That's
I'm
the way
sorry.
The world works, though.
I don't like it. I don't like it. There's a lot of problems here in our own country that we need to fix. I'm
agree.
Sorry.
Right. I agree. But no, you know I what? Agree, but I think that that's
I know
the way
Uganda
we have
is
countries.
Effed up, okay? I know it sucks. It is effed up. But do you know what? There's a lot of people I can
Syria.
Walk right outside the street here in America
I know,
where I live.
We should be helping our people more. There's lots of homeless people, like, right outside our door.
Yeah. You know what? And all these effing hipsters that live here that want to go somewhere else and help people, there's a bunch of effing people here
I know,
right outside your door you can
true.
Help.
It's
Do
so
it.
True. Americans, there's lots
okay.
of starving Americans. Okay, Menace, it's true. Menace for
I know
president.
That's not sexy, but Jesus.
No, but it's true. It's
and I hope people feel the same. People feel the same way
I
in their
think
own
we
country,
need a lot
too.
Of, right, right. Like, let's protect our country. But we always, you know, we try to have the, we try to
yeah.
help the world.
And I don't. And I don't claim any political party, by the way.
No?
I
You're
don't.
Not a Democrat?
No. I'm an independent.
Independent.
I mean, I can go either way when it comes
Ooh.
To...
Ooh.
I can
when
go either way.
When it comes to sex?
When it comes to sex. No.
Bummer.
Hell no.
That would
oh,
be
did
the
you,
day.
Did you see the thing, Mitt Romney?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
are
you
serious?
Know that
it's
I don't,
all over
you know
the
know
news everywhere.
The news today
and
at
you
time.
Used to work in politics.
What happened?
How did you not know this?
What happened?
He released an app for his campaign. And the app is – it's actually a kind of cool app. I'll give him props for it.
Okay.
It's where you can take photos, like, you know, like Instagram, whatever. But you're able to watermark the photos and say, oh, I'm for a better America, you
right.
know, whatever thing. But the only problem is America was spelled wrong.
Shut up.
Yes.
America was – did they pull the app?
Yes.
That is
– Well, they updated it. But, dude, it was too late.
Oh,
it
my
was
God.
All
is
over
some
place.
Intern dude? That's so dumb. That is
America
awful.
Was spelled wrong. He probably spent money, not in America, on the app
yep.
because you can probably – you can get a developer from India like for 80% less than you would pay somebody
Will someone
in America.
Make me a Droid app for my Kaggle Camp
Yeah,
app?
Probably in India. You can get it for like $5.
I need someone to do
so
it.
So they probably okay, had right. it from somewhere else and it was – America was
– How do you not
It was spelled
America?
Like Immersia or something
oh
like that.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
Immersia. and then
idiots.
People were like – making fun of it. They're like, oh, I hope Obama has his birth certificate in Immersia.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it was,
when did that, was it the news today?
Yeah, it's been all over the news for the past 24 hours.
Okay,
like,
I've been
you can't
busy.
Miss
I've
it
been
anywhere.
Super
Television,
busy planning
internet.
For my birthday.
internet
and prepping for the show. I'm reading about sex.
Carrier pigeon. It's all over.
Okay. Well, I am here to deliver sex information.
Okay.
That is my purpose on the planet. And I'm sorry I didn't read
well,
the news.
I was going to bring something else that's related. Then I drive it back to sex.
Fine.
Was, you know, you love writers, right?
Yeah.
You love people
I
that
always
write.
Dated
so
writers.
You don't think, you don't, people that can't spell or bad spellers, you don't think it's sexy.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
But I know you're not a good speller.
I'm an awful speller.
Right.
I but have my assistant write all my emails for
that's
me.
That's good. That's what you need an assistant for. I'm a really good speller. That's one of my things. I don't have many.
But
yeah,
I'm with math, I'm a math guy.
Oh, I'm not
I can
math
crunch
guy.
Crunch numbers like crazy.
That's amazing. That's a good skill. That's hot. That's hot. See, that trumps your spelling. That's fine. Just don't write me any emails with errors in it or anything. And then I'd be all totally right. Turned off. So speaking of turn off, nice guys turn women off a sex study show.
Of course. Because all you women, you want the bad boy. And then you know what? You have an effed up life. And you have.
That's not true.
You have, you have to support a child by yourself because your bad boy boyfriend who you thought was super sexy is in jail. So, you know what? Go have the bad boys you want all day long.
But this doesn't
give
mean
an
this,
F,
this
and
not,
I'll laugh
it's
at you.
Not all about the bad boys. This does mention the bad boys.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Who turns women on if it's not the nice guys? So it says, lose the smile for guys eager to attract a mate that might be a killer strategy. According to a surprising new study, it showed that women find swaggering, brooding bad boys
swagger
a lot more attractive than nice guys. But it doesn't mean that you have to actually be a bad guy, a bad boy, but there's some things you can do. The study revealed dramatic differences in the way men and women rank the sexual attractiveness of potential mates. Smiling is often considered essential when trying to make a good impression. The study showed that men and women respond very differently, though, to the display of emotions. So what they said is that the study showed the girls preferred the guys who looked proud or moody and ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
The guys were mostly sexually attracted to women who looked happy and least attracted to those who appeared proud and confident.
Yeah.
You think that's true? You'd rather see happy than proud and confident woman? You find that sexier?
Yeah, because, and it's a double, I'll tell you this right now. It is a total double standard when there's a confident woman in the world, even in the workplace, because the confident woman comes off as like kind of a bitch. And guys
right, which is
are
total double standard.
Are not attracted to that. And I'll give you that as a double standard.
Okay, thank you.
So that's why we don't really find it attractive. Like,
well, you just
oh,
want
not
a girl smiling coyly at you. Oh,
yeah,
she'll be my
bitch.
I don't
want to deal with some.
She'll do my dishes.
Yeah,
she'll pick up my socks off the floor.
I don't
want to
deal
that's
with some
nice
chick
girl.
That's going to be a bitch, you know?
I think it's bull crap.
And it sucks because it is a total double standard.
Right.
And I'll give that to women. On the other hand, men, just try this out. Try this out
what,
in your
be
life.
Brooding? Are you going to tell them to ignore the hot chick?
Oh, no, not even. Yeah, ignore the hot chick always. But try this out for a week. Just be a total dick. I mean, don't hurt anybody's feelings or do anything bad, but just be an a-hole and watch how women just
block
you.
I think that's so, okay,
you.
See, this is
you're
when
gonna
Menace,
be like,
Menace and I are from different planets because if a guy was an a-hole to me, I would turn the other
cool,
way.
That's cool, but it's, you know what? It's in numbers. It's
I know,
numbers.
There's a
remember
lot of
you
women
ask 80
like
women out, eventually one woman's going to come running,
right,
you know?
Right, right, it's a numbers game. But there's a lot of women who have, like, messed up relationships with their fathers or they're used to being treated like that, so they're attracted to the assholes. Mm-hmm. I personally, if a guy's a jerk to
and
me, that's his last chance.
And they're usually pretty good in bed, too.
No. The guys who are the jerks, if they're a jerk to me, it's over.
If they have
that's
an effed up life, they are amazing in
no,
bed.
No, no, that's not true. Okay, so that just says that if you're picking up a girl, maybe you want to be more brooding and not as smiley. That's all. That's
yeah,
the point of my story. And
a
girls
dick.
Might want to smile more and not seem proud and confident, but I think that's bull crap. So I think you should still be yourself. No matter what it is, you will find the right person. We're all, but you're born alone and you die alone. But hopefully along the way, you'll find someone nice.
I hope you don't die alone, Emily.
You think
know,
I'm going to die alone?
I don't know, man. You're trying to be a player for life, man.
I'm not being a player for life just because I won't change my Facebook status.
That'll definitely, you know, I'll catch up with you one day.
Well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Okay, so 4 bizarre things that kill your erection.
Okay.
Men who take erectile dysfunction drugs merely for fun may damage their sex lives. Have you ever taken, like, Viagra or anything for fun?
Yeah, remember I shared the story a bunch of times.
Yeah, okay, good. Then we don't need to talk about it. Okay, so it says that above 1,200 college men who popped drugs without prescription, the more drugs they consumed, the lower they reported their sexual satisfaction. But that's not the only thing that can cause you go from noon to six in a matter of minutes. Noon to six, your penis.
Yes.
Did you get that?
I got it.
Check out the four things that get in the way of your erection. So if you're a guy, you're listening, you got some erection challenges, here's some things that it might be. Distraction and pressure. Performance anxiety can prevent you from becoming erect. That's, we all know about that. A lot of times when you can't become erect, it's because you are anxious. Subjects were hooked up to a device that monitored genital activity and were reminded throughout the film over an intercom that most men get at least a 60% erection in response to the films. So anyway, if they were feeling like they weren't performing well, they were more anxious, they didn't get erection. Okay, your skin is too dry. Guys with eczema, the allergic skin condition that involves scaling itchy rashes, they think that though these men, 60% higher risk of having ED.
What's
so if you got
ED?
Eczema, erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
Okay, this is another thing that might drop your erection. Tears are an instant turnoff. Being exposed to sad emotions and female tears actually decreases your arousal and reduces your level of testosterone. So if she's crying, comes over, she's crying and upset about her day or about you, guys don't want
to. I don't want to hear her complaining. Yeah, that's an instant boner killer.
But if a girl's crying, does that turn you off? Does that make you not want to go to Pound Town?
No, I'm just like, we'll get you to shut up in a second, then we'll make out and have sex.
Well, apparently,
but if you're complaining about how much your life sucks, that is totally a turn off.
It's not attractive. I agree. And then the last thing is jealousy is getting the best of you. Perhaps your girlfriend's getting too close with your boyfriends. Your erection pays the price. When researchers asked 3,000 dudes to estimate how much their significant other talked with their buddies, a quarter said that they talked to their friends more than they did. So the guys were 92% more likely to report trouble getting an erection than those girls that they weren't jealous of. So jealousy, if you're jealous at all about anything, you're not going to get an erection. So that's our sex news for you today. That was a lot of sex news.
For real.
For real, man. But men worry a lot about erections. And I am telling you, a lot of it is anxiety. You're anxious, you're worried, you're in your head, and that's why your penis is not hard. So you relax, calm down, have a glass of Dr. Ruth's wine or whatever it is.
How many times have you run into an erection problem when dealing with a man?
That's a great question.
Not, shooting your load early because happened.
No,
happened in your life, but the erection problem.
Where they couldn't
problem,
get hard? Yeah. I'd say maybe twice.
Really?
Yeah, not a ton. But I'd say, because I'm so hot. No, just kidding. It can happen whenever, but I think maybe two or three times it's happened, and it's so not a big deal. So if you're a guy fretting over it and you're worried that she's never going to be with you again, I don't think that women make the decision based on once. Now, if it happens for a month in a row, she might. But one time, you can't get it up, you're not that hard. I don't take it personally. It happens. I can't always have orgasms. Whatevs.
What?
You can't get hard, can't have an orgasm. I'm not upset. How many times has it happened to you?
Erectile dysfunction. I think there was maybe one
just
time.
Just one time. Okay. Well, it's common.
Yeah, one time.
Probably drank too much.
No, again, it doesn't affect me.
Oh, what happened? You just couldn't do it? You weren't attracted to her?
I think I just, maybe.
Her vagina was too hairy?
Maybe I was just tired by the end of the day. I think it was like really, really like early in the morning after I'd been out all
day
long.
Yeah, you were probably tired, anxious, stressed. That's another one. Okay, we've got some emails from the people. Everyone, you can email us your sex questions, your relationship questions. We will answer them here and give you good advice. At least I will. And you can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, Emily. It's good to hear that I'm not a sex addict. Although, this is a follow-up email from someone who wrote us earlier. Although my sex drive is high, I do know how to change down a couple of gears. Thanks for reading my email on your show, and I hope you can help me again in the future. Brad from Victoria, Australia. He was worried that he was a sex addict, and we did a show, I think, on sex addiction recently. Having a high sex drive, masturbating every day, watching porn does not make you a sex addict. It makes you a sex addict if it is destroying your relationship, your job, your health. There's other problems. But most guys are not sex addicts who think they're sex addicts. I mean, if you masturbate every day, you're not a sex addict. If you watch porn every day, and those are the things that people worry about.
You're a sex addict, again, when if affects your life.
When it wreaks havoc on your life. When you're like, you lose partners, you don't go to work, you're getting sick, you can't leave the house because all you want to do is masturbate, then you've got a problem. Okay, hey, Emily. I just heard the show for the first time while at work today. I love it, by the way. I heard you read an email about a 23-year-old having trouble getting it up. I am the same age and had a similar issue recently. I've been with my girl for 5 amazing years, and out of nowhere, for 3 straight days, it just didn't want to stay up. I'm a stress case. I work a lot, I smoke, I drink, and don't eat the best, but I knew there was more to it than psychological and nutritional problems. Then my girlfriend came up with a great idea to give me a massage, a really deep and long massage to relax me. Suddenly, I became rock hard and haven't had the problem since. It makes perfect sense because stress, along with all the other factors, mess your muscles and blood flow. Regardless of what caused it, I know it fixed it. It was literally the simplest solution, and I know I'm not the only one. Thanks for the kick-ass show. Oh, and my girl is the best. Just had to throw that in. See ya. Jay from Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Oh, I was talking about Rancho Cucamonga earlier.
You were.
One of my radio friends is from Rancho Cucamonga.
This is a great thing because one of the big factors we were just saying for men who can't get it up is anxiety and stress around work and health. So this guy drinks, smokes, and he's stressed and anxious. But if you can relax your body by getting – that is a great foreplay tip to give your partner a deep massage. It relaxes you, and then the stress leaves your body. But, like, having someone else's hands do it, like, your lover pressing on your – and releasing – like, it actually, you are literally, like, by doing a deep tissue massage, you are releasing all that stress. So I think that's a beautiful story, and I'm happy that happened. You can also use a massage candle, which I lately have been using, the Jimmy Jane massage candle, which smells amazing, and it burns cooler than most candles. It's not as hot, and you can pour the wax on your partner's body, and it turns into this most amazing smelling massage lotion, and you rub it over your partner and give him a massage. I think it's a great idea. My fiance are doing long distance, and she's still in school. I have issues with my premature – God, everyone's getting premature –
Everyone's getting excited.
I've had issues with premature ejaculation when we lived in the same city. Now that she's away and we don't have sex as often, I feel like it's gotten worse. I can normally last a few minutes but want to last longer. I normally bring her to orgasm orally before engaging in sex. Any help would be appreciated. Signed, Mike. First of all, the first thing you should do is try – on your own, masturbating without going past the point of no return. So masturbate to the point where you're about to have an orgasm and you don't. This will help you notice when you're actually having sex, you'll learn to notice that feeling of about to orgasm and you can pull back. You can also do your Kegel exercises. They are not just for women. Kegel exercises, those P-stopping muscles, you just contract and release them. Tense, relax, do it for 5 minutes a day. Can help you with that. I have an app for that. It's called Kegel Camp. You can buy it in the iTunes store. And also, avoid those positions that make you easily ejaculate. So if you always ejaculate from behind when you're doing it from behind, don't do that position. Perhaps women on top would work better for you because a lot of men last longer when the woman's on top. Right?
Yes. Because that would be totally correct. At least with me.
Right. I think that's common. So try a few of those things. There's a great book called The Multi-Orgasmic Man that I always recommend for men with premature ejaculation. But it could just be something that's going on with you. Like our last writer, emailer said, it just,
Might have talked about this before, but what is the position for you? What is the number one?
That I'm able to orgasm?
Yeah.
Usually on top.
You are on top?
I'm on top. And that's common for a lot of women. Because when a woman's on top, she's in control. She can move. But I need clitoral stimulation. Like from hands or from whatever. I need that. Thanks for asking. What would you say in your experience with the three women you've slept with, where did they need...
The two and a half women I've slept with.
Two and a half women you slept with, where would you say it's on top or bottom?
Myself on top. But any other position I can go.
But what about the women orgasming? Are they usually on top or bottom?
See, this is the problem. It's usually me on top when they orgasm. And that's a problem because that's
really
the quickest I orgasm.
It's more common for, not that it matters, but it is more common that women orgasm on top.
I know.
Maybe they're faking it.
I'm like, just get on top. I can go forever. Just orgasm already. Jesus H.
Right. Jesus H. Get on top, but she can't do it.
No, they needed it either or from behind.
From behind is a nice one.
Yeah.
That's a good one for a lot of men can orgasm easily that way. And women, if you touch your clitoris while you're doing it. because otherwise you're not necessary. Or you can hit her G-spot that way. Yeah. Emily, dear Emily, first, Stitcher is great, but having you and Menace together there is even better.
What?
Stitcher is where we record our show, and it's an app that you can download for your smartphone and listen to podcasts. Okay, second, as you once said,
it's free.
As you once said, flirting is fun. I have worked with a woman for the past 3+ years, and we have become good friends. I really enjoy her a lot, and we connect via text and phone outside of work as well. She is 20 years younger, and one of those women that fit the phrase, if I were single and much younger. What a question. She is hot. I'm happily married, and she's not married, but living with a longtime boyfriend. In the past few months, she's been entering my personal space much more and noticeably. Just a lot of touching, though nothing inappropriate. A male colleague notices, probably jealous, and said that I was safe to flirt with it, that I was safe at my age to flirt with. Was she messing with me or just having some fun? Why do women use their suggestive powers to mess with guys?
Because, we can't read. We're guys. We can't read the situation. We don't know what's going on.
Right. But she's 20 years younger. I doubt that. I mean, if she's flirting with you, she might be messing with you, meaning that she doesn't necessarily want to have sex with you because you're married. Maybe you seem safe to her because you're married. But maybe she finds you attractive. I don't know. I would need more information. But I don't know. I'm sure some women just mess with guys because it's for their own ego. But I would say she probably finds you a little attractive there, Dean. And you should just, don't do anything, though, inappropriate because you're married. But the jealous guy in the office said that, made him feel bad about it.
You're married. Don't
you're
do
married.
Anything.
Yeah. You're married. Don't flirt. That's all I got to say. I mean, you can flirt, but don't have sex.
Yeah, don't do it. You're going to destroy your life, man. And then you're going to end up having to pay your wife money for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
It's not worth the vagina, dude.
Okay, we've got some safe sex to get into, but there's something here that I wanted to talk about that I've been meaning to bring up an article.
And that is?
The result is in the world's top 5 dog breeds for attracting the girl or guy of your dreams, since we talk about dogs a lot.
All right.
The top 5 breeds that made women more attractive. Beagles. They're cute. Poodles. Chihuahuas. Labrador Retrievers. And Golden Retrievers.
So if these are the chick, like a single woman had.
If a chick has his dog, she's going to get laid.
A poodle?
Yeah.
I don't find any chick attractive that has a dog.
I don't find, Menace just hates dogs.
No, I love dogs.
He just
love
doesn't
them.
Like chicks with dogs.
I don't like chicks with dogs. I don't want to be around a dog 24/7.
Right.
It's like having a child.
It is.
But messier.
I know. I have it. It's hell. And I'm bummed that my dog is not in there because my dog, which is Jack Russell, does not make me more attractive.
Dog is pain
in the
ass.
But the top 5 breeds that made men more attractive, mm-hmm. French Bulldogs, Siberian Huskies, Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, and German Shepherds.
I just wanted to bring that up.
I haven't had my dog in a week and a half because he's with the baby daddy,
mm-hmm.
and it's been heaven.
Yeah.
I've been in heaven.
Told you.
I have more time.
Can I say I told you so?
It was a mistake.
Can you say that I was right?
She'd be dead now. She's a rescue dog. She'd be dead in Mississippi, and I rescued her. So
great.
I feel good about that.
Rescue her, bring her, give her to somebody else.
Okay.
What? Was I right?
What did you say? Don't get the dog?
I said don't get the dog.
I don't think you were right. It's been a year almost.
What? How am I not right? You just said it's hell.
It is hell. It's the hardest thing.
Yeah, I said it's not for you.
She has so much freaking energy. She's a Jack Russell. She doesn't stop running around. She needs to be outside all the time. She needs to be on a farm. I can't stand it. It's not for me. It is not for me, but I'm not giving her up because now I fell in love. Mm. She's so cute.
If you guys search me on Instagram, White Menace, I have dogs I post on there all the time. They're King Charles, Spaniels, whatever. You gotta, if you end up getting a dog, get that dog. They are the cutest dogs ever, and they stay looking like puppies their entire life.
I think I messed up, but I got a rescue. Whatever.
Whatever.
That's why I thought I'd read that. And my dog.
Just throw it in the dumpster. I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to throw in the dumpster. People do that.
I'm kidding. Don't
People
do that. Please give it away
dumpster.
To your,
I will.
To your
I'll
baby
give it away
daddy,
somebody.
Whatever it is.
He's like, do you mind if I keep her for a few more days? I'm like, dude. Take her. Okay, let's move into some safe sex stats and safe sex information because I know this is on your mind. A lot of people we're more promiscuous. People aren't committing. They're having several sexual partners at once. In the U.S., 50% of pregnancies in women under 34 years are neither planned nor intended. 50%. More than 80% of pregnant teens had no desire to get pregnant. And believe it or not, the once in a blue moon having sex, group sex, has a great share of the unwanted pregnancies in America. If you have sex sporadically rather than regularly, you're at a high risk of getting pregnant. So if you're just sleeping around like menace, you have a better risk of getting someone pregnant. Birth control. Sweet. Less than 1 out of 100 women will get pregnant if they always take the pill each day. However, 9 out of 100 women will get pregnant if they don't take the pill as directed. So if you miss one day, if you're dating a chick and she's like, oh, I forgot to take my pill today, put a condom on because it's not safe anymore. Did you know
one
that?
One day?
One day.
You guys suck.
Yes, I know. And it's hard to remember. You know, it is hard to remember. The pill, there's 50 kinds of birth control pills, and most are a combination of estrogen and progesterone.
What about
only.
They say, though, you can only get pregnant on one day of the month?
It's not true. What? People get pregnant during their period. I mean, there is the ovulation phase where it is 10 days after you actually start having your period, 10 days after menstruation. 10 to 12 days after menstruation, women are more likely to get pregnant during that time. But it's not the only time you can get pregnant. Sperm can stay inside you for a few more days. Like, stuff happens. People get pregnant all the time and don't listen to
that. I don't
plan
on having any type of sperm inside me anytime soon.
Right, but we have sperm inside of us, and it can, like, crawl into the egg and, like, wait there. And
just chill.
Stealth move, and then get you pregnant. So the pill and the sex drive, this is kind of a bummer, but it's like all pills that play with your sex drive. It would be extremely difficult to find a woman whose sex drive increases after being on birth control. That's because the pill reduces free testosterone in the body and it reduces sex drive and can clear up acne. So the impact of the pill on women ranged from nothing at all to so severe she doesn't even want to be touched. For low libido in women, there's lots of things you can do. You should get checked out by your doctor. You could also try Hot Rocks. We talk about Hot Rocks on the show, R-A-W-K-S. It's a natural aphrodisiac that helps balance hormones by producing the right amount of testosterone for women. I've been taking it for 2 months now, and I definitely feel a difference. If you go to their website, it's a 30-day money-back guarantee if you've been thinking about taking, like, a libido-enhancing supplement because they're friggin' everywhere right now. I'm going to tell you the Hot Rocks is, like, the best. So you got to check it out. Have you ever been with a chick who had to use the morning after pill?
No.
Because the condom broke or something?
No.
So that's a pill that you can take up to 5 days after unprotected sex and decreases your chances of getting pregnant by 75%.
Tosh.0 calls it morning breakfast.
Morning breakfast? Why?
I won't go into the whole joke. You guys can just Google it.
Okay. Tosh, is he still on? You still watch that show?
Oh, yeah. He's huge. He just released a new season.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that guy's...
Dude, I'm on it.
The biggest.
I had to erase all that stuff you put on my DVR, like watch TMZ, because it filled up.
Yeah, because you don't watch any of it.
I didn't have time. Okay, so condoms. While birth control is very effective against pregnancy, it does not protect against STIs. So STIs is sexually transmitted infections. They're like STDs. Now the terminology people say is STIs. So the most common STIs that you can get now, chlamydia. On a huge rise right now.
The clap?
The chlamydia. Most frequent symptoms are pain during sex and discharge from the penis or vagina.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, no. Are you discharging right now?
No, no.
Gonorrhea. It's bacterial STD.
Peeing. I heard of this like peeing razors.
Symptoms of gonorrhea include burning while urinating and in men, white, yellow, or green discharge from the penis.
Ugh.
Yep. But many people don't have symptoms. And if you're one of those people who think that oral sex is safe... You should know that gonorrhea can also infect the pro. I know. I mean, as safe sex advocates and professionals, and myself included, I should tell you right now that, you know, you should use a condom when a woman goes down on you. Yeah, I mean, that's like extreme safe sex, but you can catch all kinds of things from oral sex. And I don't want to bum you out, and you could use a dental dam on a woman.
Oh, man.
You know what a dental dam is, right? It looks like sternum wrap, and you put it over the vagina when you're going down on her.
Mm.
Syphilis. It's transmitted by direct contact with syphilis sores, which can appear on the external genitals and the mouth, as well as the vagina and rectum. They can appear on areas not covered by a condom. So be careful. Use condoms. We're going to get into the best condoms in a minute. The 5 best condoms. Because don't you not know what kind of condoms to buy sometimes?
No.
You always know? What do you get? The cheap ones? What?
Yeah, the cheapies. No, I usually go with Trojan.
Or Trojan's good.
I mean, Durex is my second.
Right. Those are good.
But other than that, I don't really know any other brands.
I was Lifestyles. Well, I gave you a bunch of Lifestyles, but you gave them away. Crabs and pubic lice. Form of lice that live on the hair in the genital area and occasionally in other coarse-haired body part, coarse-haired areas of the body, such as the armpits or the eyebrows.
Yeah,
they're usually spread by sexual contact, and they can also be transmitted by infested linens and clothing.
Damn it!
Wow,
those Dungeness.
And the rumor that you have to shave off your pubic hair if you get infected, not true.
Yeah, you it's need still like there. Don't you get like a special. A comb to brush them out or
I don't
something
know.
Like that?
You probably have to put something like light. Like, did you ever get lice growing up?
No.
I got it once.
You got lice?
In elementary school.
That's dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty. Everyone got
dirty
it.
Dirty in our elementary
classes.
School.
That's how it was so embarrassing and all the older kids made fun of our class. It was a really traumatic moment.
Who was the dirtiest one that brought the lice in?
Probably some just, I
should
don't know,
call, you should scumbag. Call that person
I should call now.
Now.
Exactly.
Find them on Facebook.
But meanwhile... Since the where I'm on this reality TV show that we talked about earlier in the hour, June 18th on Bravo at 10 o'clock, every single person I've ever met in my life, gone to school with, elementary school, high school, have all emailed and said they've seen the promos, which is kind of weird.
People, are you serious?
Yeah, because I haven't talked to anyone in years. They're all, it's all through Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh my God, I saw you on TV.
Yep, exactly.
And then all the dudes will be like, I had sex with that chick.
Exactly.
When they see you on TV.
Oh my God. Everyone I've had sex with, all three of them will be just amazed that I am so. Just turn your TV on, even if you don't want to watch it, so we can get a second season. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's some of the. So Barbie Davenport, she was on our show a few months ago. She writes the blog After Dark LA. She compiled 5 premium but still affordable condom brands that make safe sex sexy. So there's the Lifestyle Skin Polysoprene. So it's polysoprene. Polysoprene. Mm-hmm. It's a hard word to say. Lifestyle Skin. You can get these at Adam and Eve. AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code Emily. You get 50% off. It's a latex alternative, and it stretches like the real thing that won't give you that saran wrap sensation that most other non-latex condoms provide. Do you ever get that saran wrap feeling?
No.
Sir Richard condoms, amazing. Have you heard about Sir Richard's company?
You brought it up before, yeah.
It's if you can buy these at Good Vibes, goodvibes.com, coupon code GVEmily15 for 15% off. They use no spermicide, parabens, glycerin, or casein in the production process, meaning they're certified vegan friendly and don't have derivatives that a lot of condoms have. These are Sir Richard's. But the most notable thing about Sir Richard's condoms is their philanthropic approach. They create a buy one, give one program that lets shoppers do their part by having sex. So like you buy a condom, they give one to people in Haiti who can't get condoms.
Oh, it's like Tom's Shoes.
It's like Tom's Shoes, exactly.
Yeah.
Just like Tom's Shoes.
I've seen Tom's Shoes lately. They're all sparkly and they have like high heels now.
So
hopefully, you know.
Oh, I should buy a pair because I only wear 5-inch heels. Do they make 5-inch heels or high heels?
Yeah, they're like crazy high heel shoes. And it's funny because I'm like, oh, if I buy these high heels, some poor kid in Africa will have a nice pair of high heel shoes.
Exactly, to walk around in the jungle.
So, because they usually only, when they first came out, they only had one style. And now it's just like.
Well, they're taking over. It's smart. It's a really smart.
It's effing expensive though, man.
The shoes are?
Yeah, I was at a discount store. I know you wouldn't be caught dead in a discount store.
Honey, I don't pay retail.
But it was $53 still for a pair of Tom's shoes in a discount store.
For tennis shoes? Aren't they like tennis shoes? I thought
that because Tom's shoes is supposed to be cheap, you know?
Oh, is that the deal?
And I was like, $53 for a pair of Tom's shoes?
So you didn't buy any.
Hell no.
Hell's to no.
I'm not going
to
buy a pair. They look like ninja shoes.
Yeah, well, they're like not that stylish. But that's the same thing. But yeah, Sir Richard just give condoms. Then there's Billy Boy. These are Germany's number one condom brand. Billy Boy condoms are hand-dipped using what the company calls superior latex. However, it's the variety of sizes and sensations that make Billy Boy great. So if you're looking for new condoms, I've never heard of Billy Boy. And they like them in Germany. And you know those Germans are pretty serious about things.
Yeah.
If the Germans like it. You would
maybe probably have the special order it or, you know.
No, I think you could buy it elsewhere here. But
really?
German, they just happen to tell us that Germans like them. One condoms, that's what they're called. They're made of Sensitex, Sensitex deemed a safer, smoother, and clearer form of latex. Because a lot of women and men have latex allergies, so you have to watch out for latex condoms. They come in a slew of textured styles and sizes to fit the widest penile demographic. The Legend is for giant penises. Zero Fitch, the Legend brand. I mean, the Legend type of one condoms. Zero condom from One Condoms features a 25% thinner condom for increased sensation. And a portion of every purchase goes to HIV/AIDS prevention and treatment.
Oh, that's good. I like companies that, you know, share the wealth.
I'm going to do that when I make money.
What, you're going to make a vibrator and have another vibrator sent to a poor country?
Exactly. I'll be like, these women in Africa really need to get clitoral stimulation if they haven't been genitally mutilated. Hopefully they haven't. I'm going to stop genital mutilation.
That's a good one.
My cause. Thanks, baby.
I mean, how do you do that? I do not know.
I'm just going
to,
when I'm,
you have to buy like an Emily, like a pink Emily tank, you know?
Yes.
And have an Emily army.
Who wants a Sex with Emily t-shirt? On the front, it says Sex with Emily. And on the back, it says, I had sex with Emily and all I got was a t-shirt.
Oh, do you know what's funny?
Who wants that t-shirt? You can buy it.
I made it a point to wear it one day so I could show you. But it was cold and I had my hoodie zipped up and I totally forgot I had it on.
Oh, you forgot.
And then when I got home, I was like, oh, God damn it. I wore the shirt just to show it to you.
I want to take a picture of you in the t-shirt.
Yeah, but you gave me one that had a splooge stain on it. But
oh,
that's
my
fine,
God,
whatever.
It did not have a splooge stain on it.
It did. It had a big yellow stain on it. Like, you know, you used it to wipe up after having sex or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I
used towels.
You used towels?
But it's annoying.
Guys use like underwear.
I know,
and, like,
gross.
T-shirts
don't do that.
Stuff.
Just get a towel. You know what's a really nice thing to do if you splooge all over your girlfriend after sex?
Mm-hmm.
Splooge. I'm like picking up your language. Is to take
drop
a washcloth.
Yeah.
Once you drop your load, blow your load.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom, take a washcloth and make it warm.
Yeah.
Hot, run it under the hot water, and then go back and wipe her down. Wipe it off her stomach or her ass or wherever you did it.
Yeah. Face.
Face.
Face. Mostly the face.
But it's nice to get a nice hot compress to have your man. I've had guys do
but
that.
But I already shot hot man chowder on you. Why do you want it even hotter?
Ew. Man chowder. That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Man chowder.
Man chowder.
I've never heard of that. And I don't ever want to hear it again. I'll never eat chowder again.
Man chowder.
Ew, stop saying man chowder. That is the man chowder.
Man chowder.
Sounds like a Chinese dish, maybe. Man chowder. I'm not.
Menace just said man chowder.
Menace just said man chowder. Haha. And then there's that is so bad.
Man
what
chowder.
Else do they call it? There are a bunch of names for ejaculoid.
Yeah.
Ejaculate.
We said spooge.
What's the other one, the common one?
The C-U-M. I don't really like saying that.
No,
that as a man.
Okay.
What else is there? When you're masturbating, it's either
man juice.
Killing ghosts.
Why?
Because they're ghosts. They're white. It's white.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's a good show. We should just have euphemisms.
Hey, if you guys have new ones, just tweet it.
What do you
Sex
call your
Emily?
Splooge? Email us, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, finally, there's kimono condoms.
Kimono.
These Japanese-made condoms have been called the world's thinnest while being reliable. While sizing can be a bit snugger than most condoms, the kimono micro-thin condoms hold true to their claims. You can barely feel it. Because guys don't you have things, like some guys like the thin ones and some guys like the stretcher? You don't care. You're just like happy you're getting laid.
Yeah. Or, you know, some guys like, you know, the ultra. Can you feel that? The ultra ribbed?
No. I got to be honest with you. I've been using some ultra ribbed ones that we got because we get a bunch sent to us. And I got to be honest, I don't feel the ribs.
No ribs. That's disappointing.
And I like feel it when it's on. Like I feel like he puts it on and then I feel his penis. I'm like, oh, it's a ribbed one. And then I never am like, oh, that felt really good. And I had six orgasms.
So it does nothing.
If someone knows of a good ribbed condom that you have used that has like rocked your world, email me.
Yeah.
But I don't think that. I think it's just for her pleasure. Like it doesn't give me any more pleasure.
Because you want the... You're all about the vibrating ring anyways.
I love the vibrating rings. The vibrating rings are awesome. So one more thing about sexually transmitted infections. Mm-hmm. They can sometimes appear in the back of people's throats. To avoid something like gonorrhea, consider having them wear a condom before going down on them. Like
so
I said.
So I got to, you know, check out the vagine and check out the back of her throat and, you know, just search before.
Exactly. But another thing you could do is you could try mask. We've talked about mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E, from sexualflavors.com. They last 15 minutes and make penises taste like strawberries, mangoes, or chocolate.
Oh, that's nice.
It's true. A lot of women do not like performing oral sex on men. They just don't like it. And with these strips, they're like Listerine strips. You put them on your tongue, they dissolve, and it feels really, and then it tastes like chocolate. You're like, oh, I didn't even know that I was had a penis in my mouth. I feel like I'm having a chocolate sundae.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how about that? So that's what we got for you.
That's good.
That's good, huh? Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah, we love being here on XM, Sirius XM, Extreme 165.
Yep.
Tweet us if you're listening.
Tweet us if you're listening, Sex with Emily or White Menace. And you can find more at sexwithemily.com. And that's what we got to say. Happy weekend.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.